a set of verses in Romans, very well known verses, that are on the screen at the moment. And Paul reminds us that God has revealed in Christ Jesus his righteousness, God's righteousness. Righteousness in the Old Testament was sought, as we've said, through obedience to the law. But nobody was going to get anywhere close to 100%. Remember the main ones: you should love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your will. You must love your neighbour as yourself. I guess there was an 11th commandment in a sense, that you must never on any occasion fail. We know that Christ obeyed and fulfilled the law of God when he lived on this earth. He lived the perfect life in order to make the perfect sacrifice. His blood paid God's price for our sin. When we come to Christ, God forgives our sins. He justifies us. That's just, you know what justifies means, justification. It's just as if I'd never sinned. Yeah. And he justifies us through the sacrifice of Christ. But he also looks on the righteous life of Jesus and he counts that as our life. The perfect life he presented to his Father not only is, in a sense, our payment for that sin, but also is a righteous robe that he puts on around us. So when we come to him, in a sense, in repentance and in faith, he puts a robe of righteousness around us. He doesn't make us righteous. We cannot be righteous. But he puts Christ around us, like a robe. And when God looks at us, he sees Jesus. In a sense, that's what we've just demonstrated in the communion. Do this as often as you can. Do this as a remembrance of me. Do this, and I see in you Jesus. The merit of his blood takes away our sin. The merit of Jesus' obedience provides our righteousness. He's taken us out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, bondage, bitterness, toil, and he's brought us into the land of Israel, that land of promise and of blessing. We once lived as slaves, we now live as free in Christ. We once were people without hope and no future, we now have a hope of eternal life and a future and a promise of heaven. We once were scattered sheep without a shepherd, lost, lonely, afraid. But now the Lord, our righteousness, has brought us safely into the fold. We have brothers and sisters in Christ. We are protected and guided by his hand and fear nothing, not even death, because he has promised to be with us even to the end of the age. In the Bible, the righteousness of Christ is compared to a spotless white linen robe. So I am without spot if I wear it. It's compared to wrought gold, so I'm dignified and beautiful if I wear it, and worthy to sit at the wedding feast of the King of Kings. It's compared in the parable of the prodigal son to the finest of robes, and if I wear it, that feast is for me. It's declared to be an everlasting righteousness, the robe that will never wear out. But, and with this I close, here is the crux. Said the Lord, our righteousness must become my righteousness. Again and again and again in Scripture, there are universal promises made to all of mankind. But it must be applied by individuals. God makes promises to all, but calls individuals to respond. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. A universal promise. But the second part of the verse goes on quite simply to say, but to whoever believes. It's an individual response. So the Lord is our righteousness, but we must be found wrapped in that righteousness as individuals. God freely gives us his righteousness to everyone who believes in Jesus. It comes from God through our own personal faith in Jesus. It's something which everybody here this morning needs. Romans 3:23. It's been provided at a great cost. The death of our Saviour. Romans 3:24. Jesus presented his own life as an atoning sacrifice to God, so that God's anger and God's wrath at our sin might be satisfied. Romans 3:25. And that we might be seen righteous before God and acceptable to God. Let's pray. While I'm praying, perhaps the worship team would like to join us and we'll sing our last hymn. Father, we thank you for your help and your encouragement through these words. And we would simply ask now, Lord, that you would help us to apply what we've heard about being your righteousness. Help us to feel that robe around us. Help us to feel the Lord Jesus Christ with his arms around us, making us spotless, worthy, dignified, and part of that great feast for the King of Kings. Amen.